All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty amazing. We've got this blog post, right? And it's all about, get this, setting up your own AI, like on your computer.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, right? This whole world of LLMs used to be something only like Google and Microsoft could mess with, but now we can tinker with it at home.
Exactly. It's like, remember building PCs in the basement? This feels like that, but for AI. Super exciting.
Totally, but also kind of intimidating. Like, where do we even begin?
Well, this blog post is by Husam Yagi. They walk us through setting up a local large language model on a regular Windows PC. So no need for a supercomputer.
That's what's so fascinating. It's like this tech is moving out of these massive data centers and onto like our kitchen tables.
For real. Okay, but before we start building our own AI overlords, let's maybe clarify a few things. The blog post, it uses some terms that might be new to some folks. LLMs, fine-tuning, CUDA. What are we even talking about here?
Right. So an LLM that stands for Large Language Model. Think of it like a program that's read every book ever written.
Okay, that's a lot of reading.
It's more like it's digested all this information, right? Articles, code, the entire internet, basically. And it uses all that data to learn patterns in language, understand how words relate to each other.
So it's like autocomplete on steroids. Instead of suggesting a word, it can write whole paragraphs, stories, even different types of creative content.
Exactly. Now imagine you take that impressive LLM and you give it a specialized crash course in a specific field. Let's say, history.
Okay, so I've got this super smart AI, knows everything, and now I'm going to make it a history buff.
Precisely. That's what fine-tuning is. You're basically personalizing an LLM, making it an expert in whatever you want.
Okay, let me see if I get this. If I wanted an LLM to be an expert on, say, my company's financial reports, I could just feed it a bunch of those reports.
You got it. That's the beauty of fine-tuning. And this is where things get really exciting because Husam actually walks us through training an LLM on their own personal data set. They call it Yaga data set. Imagine the possibilities.
This is already blowing my mind. We've got the basics of LLMs, this whole fine-tuning thing. But now I'm curious about this CUDA thing. The blog post makes it sound super important.
It is. Imagine training an LLM like running a marathon, but for your computer. It takes a lot of processing power.
Okay, I need the ELI5 version here. What exactly are CUDA and GPUs, and why are they the key to this whole AI thing?
So CUDA, it's basically this platform, right? Made by NVIDIA, and it lets you use your computer's graphics card, the GPU, for more than just games.
Okay, so instead of my computer like melting down trying to train this AI, CUDA and the GPU come in and like give it a performance boost.
Exactly. GPUs, they're built for handling tons of calculations all at once. Perfect for AI, which is basically just a whole lot of number crunching.
So that's why Husam makes a big deal about installing this stuff right at the beginning. It's like step one, make sure your computer can handle it.
Right. But here's the cool part. It's not just about raw power. This blog post, it shows you how much control you actually have over how your LLM behaves.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Tell me more.
So remember that config.ini file I mentioned?
Vaguely. It sounded kind of technical.
It is a little, but it's also surprisingly user-friendly. This is where you set the ground rules for your LLM.
So it's like setting the personality for our AI friend. I'm all about customization, so tell me more.
Exactly. You decide how much text it processes at once, its attention span. You can even control how random its responses are. Want something predictable, like a search engine, or something more creative and unpredictable? You decide.
Hold on, I can actually make my AI more creative. That's wild. What about the stuff it learns from?
Ah, you're getting into the good stuff now. This is where that Yagi dataset comes in.
Right, their personal data set.
Instead of using some generic dataset, you can use your own stuff, reports, documents, even that novel you've been working on.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Feed it my novel, and it can answer questions about the characters. That's next level.
Exactly. But there's still the question of how we get all that data, your novel, for example, ready for the LLM to use.
Yeah, because I'm guessing I can't just like drag and drop it in there.
Not quite. It's a bit technical, but basically you need code to act as a translator between your raw data and the LLM. It preps and organizes your data so the LLM can actually learn from it.
So it's like taking a giant jigsaw puzzle and separating out all the edge pieces first, making it easier to put together the whole picture.
Perfect analogy. And once you've got that prep data, you move on to the main event, fine-tuning.
Which is where that fine-tune.py file comes in,
Right.
right? That's the script that does the like actual teaching.
You got it. This is where the magic happens, where your LLM transforms from a student into an expert learning from your specific data.
It's like hitting the start button on a superpowered learning montage. But the blog post mentions different models. What's that about?
Great question. It's not one size fits all, you see. Hussam talks about using Mistral, GLM, GPT-2, different LLM models, each with its own strengths.
Okay, so if I want my LLM to be amazing at summarizing financial reports, I wouldn't pick one that's known for writing poetry.
Exactly. You choose the model based on your needs, your goals. But here's the thing. Once you've done all this setup, fine-tuned your LLM, picked the perfect model, how do you actually use it?
That's what I want to know. Like, am I going to need to learn how to code?
Not at all. Hussam actually built a GI for their LLM.
Wait, a GUI, so I can just, like, click buttons and stuff? No command line hacking required?
Exactly. They made it super user-friendly. And this is where we get into the practical applications, the really fun part.
Okay, so we've got this finely tuned LLM, trained on my data, ready to roll. But I'm picturing a scene straight out of a hacker movie with, like, lines of code scrolling down the screen. How do I actually use it?
That's where it gets really cool. Hussam built a GUI, a graphical user interface.
Yeah, a GUI? Like I can interact with my AI with buttons and menus.
Exactly. It's all about accessibility, right?
Right.
But the GUI, it's not just about being user-friendly. It opens up a ton of possibilities for what you can do with your LLM.
Okay, enough teasing. What kind of possibilities? Give me examples.
So Hussam talks about creating a loading script. Think of it like giving your LLM a toolbox. They mention implementing modules for question answering, summarizing text, even voice interaction.
Hold on, voice interaction. Yeah. I could actually talk to my LLM. That's straight out of Star Trek.
Right. But even just the text-based stuff is insanely powerful. Imagine feeding your LLM a dense research paper and bam, it spits out a summary in plain English.
So it's like having a superpowered research assistant living in my computer. That's incredible.
Mm.
And we trained it on our own data, so it's like,
it understands your stuff. Exactly. Say you're writing that novel. Feed the whole thing to your LLM. Ask it about the plot, characters, themes, whatever. It'll have an understanding of your work that even your editor might not.
That's mind-blowing. Well, like a built-in brainstorming partner. But wait, Hussam didn't stop there, did they? There's something in the blog post about combining this local LLM with a public one. What's that all about?
That's where it gets really futuristic. Imagine combining the specialized knowledge of your local LLM, trained on your data, with the vast general knowledge of something like, say, GPT.
The best of both worlds. The laser focus of an LLM that knows my work inside and out, but with the general knowledge and power of a massive public model.
Precisely. The potential is incredible. A few years ago, this was pure science fiction. Now it's something you can set up on your home computer.
This whole deep dive has been amazing. We went from what even is an LLM to how do I build one in my spare bedroom? What stands out to you the most from all of this?
Honestly, it's the potential. Hussam's given us this incredible blueprint, a roadmap. But the truly exciting stuff will come when people start playing with this tech, feeding it their own data, coming up with completely new applications.
It's like we've all been handed the keys to a laboratory filled with cutting-edge AI tools and told, go create. What will you build? What will you explore? That's something for you, our listeners, to think about. And if this deep dive has sparked your curiosity even a little, I definitely encourage you to check out Hussam's blog post. You might be surprised what you can achieve. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.